الرحيم. Today's hadith, what to do with the Sahaba and their concern, are coming under this chapter on the obligation of submitting to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we know something is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does a believer respond? What is the response of a believer? Is he happy to accept that this is the order of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he follows it out? What should be his reaction? So this is what this chapter is speaking about. The obligation to submit to the order of Allah ta'ala, and when a person is commanded to do good, when he is forbidden from evil, now what is his response? So in these ayat of the Quran that is explained, also ready today in the Fajr Salah, in this ayat of last ayat or the last few ayats of Surah Baqarah, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and we get وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, that whatever you expose and whatever is in your hearts, whatever your hearts conceal, Allah Ta'ala يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ, Allah Ta'ala will call it to account. In other words, whatever is apparent and whatever is hidden in your hearts, Allah Ta'ala will call it for account. So what is hidden also and what is exposed, Allah Ta'ala will take it to account. So when this ayat came down, now this is what this hadith is explaining. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that when the verse to Allah belongs everything in the heavens and the earth, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, to Allah belongs everything in the heavens and the earth, whether you expose وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِاللَّهِ, whether you expose what is in your hearts or conceal it, Allah Ta'ala will call you to account for it, was revealed. So when these verses were revealed, it was difficult for Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bear. They went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fell to their knees and said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been commanded to do deeds which we are capable of doing, such as salah, jihad, fasting and charity. Now this verse has been revealed to you and we do not have the ability to bear it. Look how sincere and genuine Sahaba were. Not that they just heard it and they took it. They took it seriously. That what we expose, what is hidden in our hearts, Allah Ta'ala is going to take us to account. It hurt them so much. They felt now we couldn't manage this. Okay, what we were doing as far as our actions are concerned, that we could manage. But now what is hidden in our hearts, also we're going to be taken to account. So they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took it seriously. They fell onto their knees and they begged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to assist them in this matter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you intend making a statement like that of the people of the book before you? They used to say, Sami'na wa asayna, we hear and we disobey. So that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you going to make a statement like that, that we hear and we disobey? Rather say, Sami'na wa ata'na, غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. Rather say, we hear and we obey. O our Allah, O our Sustainer, we seek your forgiveness, to you is the eventual return. Rather submit to Allah Ta'ala totally. Don't question. This is the order of Allah. This is what we're learning from here. This is the order from Allah. We just submit totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't question the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is coming down. So when the people recited this verse, their tongue submitted to it. Automatically Allah Ta'ala made it such that when the Sahaba started reciting this verse, their tongues now started submitting to it, that this is what Allah Ta'ala wants for us. We are ready to submit to it. Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believes in the book and that has been revealed to him from his sustainer, and so do the believers. Each of them believes in Allah Ta'ala, his angels, his books, his messengers. بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Every one of them believes. مَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. They believe in the malaika, the angels, the books, and his messengers. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. We do not differentiate between any of his messengers. And they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey, O Allah. We seek your forgiveness. To you is the eventual return. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did this, Allah Ta'ala abrogated the first verse and revealed. So now when Sahaba did this, they totally submitted themselves that we are accepting whatever Allah Ta'ala is saying, we are accepting. We are not questioning it at all. Now Allah Ta'ala abrogated. In other words, Allah Ta'ala did away with the first verse. What was the first verse? وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أو تخفو يحاسبكم بالله, that what you expose and what is within your hearts, what you conceal within your hearts, Allah Ta'ala will take you to account for that. Now Allah Ta'ala abrogated it. So first what happened? Sahaba submitted totally. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made it easy. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala will not impose on a soul more than he can bear, for it is the reward of which it earns. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلِيهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. For it is the reward which it earns, and for it is what it earns against it. In other words, punishment for that which it commits. O our sustainer, O Allah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا. O Allah Ta'ala, do not take us to task. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O Allah Ta'ala, if we forget or we make a mistake, O Allah Ta'ala, do not take us to task. This is what a believer does. That he turns to Allah Ta'ala and he begs, O Allah, don't take us to task if we forget or if we make a mistake. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Say, O Allah, do not place upon us a burden like you placed on those before us. Oh, say, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Oh Allah, do not place upon us a burden for which we do not have any strength. رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. After that person, now what he says, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, what he says after that is, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. He says, O Allah, pardon us, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Forgive us, وَرْحَمْنَا. O Allah Ta'ala, show mercy to us. You are our master, أَنْتَ مُولَانَا. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقُومِ الْكَافِرِينَ. You are our master, O Allah, and help us against the disbelievers. And this we learn from this hadith. What we learn is that a Muslim is one who submits totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the law of Allah ta'ala? We accept, we don't question. We know that this is the law of Allah ta'ala. Definitely there is wisdom in it. Sometimes we can understand it, sometimes we can't understand it. Our brains are so small, how can we understand big commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala in his kindness sometimes shows us the wisdom, sometimes we can't see it, but we always accept it. Look at Sahaba. Immediately they accepted what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, and thereafter Allah ta'ala revealed ayat that explain even further. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.